If you like fat guys talking about general interest topics, you're in luck. It's time for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Hey.
Out of this world.
No, I never found it here. Welcome to the show.
We are so high today.
We're so high.
And not just on life, we're up on the top.
We're
up here on Mount Everest today.
On Mount Everest. We're high atop Mount Everest.
Isn't that exciting?
It is exciting. I never thought I would be. We're not on the tippy-tippy top.
No.
But we're like three quarters up. I don't know. We are Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast, an internet talk show / radio filler program for Rye 99, otherwise known as KBSH and Bushel Town.
Come on.
You're listening to...
Rye 99, 4 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Sure, that's when it is.
I just like to always add that in case those people are listening.
If you're listening live, that's when the filler happens. Mm-hmm. That's when the filling happens.
Let's fill you up.
We're gonna fill this time. I will fill your slot. Anybody else out there, call us up if you need a slot filled by Cliff and Kendall.
We'll fill it.
We got half an hour a week, folks.
Well, we may not be at the top of the world, Cliff, but we're very close.
We're close. We're on the top of the world, looking down on creation. Yeah. You can't say top of the world. Not expecting me to sing that.
I know. I knew when I said it.
Have I told you?
We're shouting out to the world.
This is not shout outs. Have I told you before? I'm going to ask you one more time. Have I told you this?
Have I told you lately?
Bet you're obese.
No, you didn't.
Do you ever get like that, listeners, where you feel like you're a record being remixed in real time? And you're like, have I told you? But have I told you about my theory that I am Karen Carpenter reincarnated? Because I have the same beautiful voice that mm-hmm. she did, perfect in every way, and medically proven. I'm not just saying that.
Medically proven.
And so... But, you
Could
know,
be.
In her former life, poor thing, she starved herself, but now I'm getting revenge. Montezuma's revenge by eating everything, but still singing. I'm still singing a tune, though. What do you think about that?
Still putting perfect pitch out to the world, but you're living it up.
Yeah. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown.
We're going to have to change the name of this show to Cliff and Karen, or Kendall and Karen. Even I get the names mixed up.
Yeah, if we change it to Cliff and Karen, that means you've been kicked out. So,
ouch. That is, you'll kick me out and just change it to Cliff and Karen.
Yeah, and it'll just be me and me singing.
Talking, yeah, exactly. All right, Cliff. Yes. But what we're really talking about here on Mount Everest today is...
Oh, sorry, I just got a cold snap coming through. It is
freezing.
So cold.
I know, and this booth is not weather tight.
It's not. Well, you know, one of our... glass panes back there. Charles is just, he didn't even have any duct tape. He's just put scotch tape. That's how it's held.
You
in
can
there.
Probably hear it's like a little bit of wind blowing in every once in a while. Oh, it's so cold.
I think there's a few pieces of bubble gum holding the corner in.
Well, that's always there.
Yeah, that's always there.
But I don't know. It's so dry and cold, my fingers are all cracked open.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a bark wood on my fingers. It's awful.
God, I hate it when the fingers turn to bark wood.
They're petrified.
Oh, it is beautiful.
Beautiful place on top of the world, close to Jesus, dear.
Oh, yes. Why, I've never felt closer to you, oh, the Lord.
Oh, it's right there, dear. You can embarrass him and touch him.
It's like I can kiss the face of God.
Oh, okay, well... Yeah, we are. We're close to the heavens.
I like it. I was going to start telling you about the Jake Gyllenhaal movie, but I'll save that till y'all leave.
Oh, thank you, dear. That is very proper etiquette, dear.
I don't know what you're talking about, but what we've done, we're in here looking for our camera batteries.
Oh, yes, dear, we've misplaced them from last time.
Oh, yes, and I've simply got to take some photographs of Mrs. Putter Butter Butter, sir.
I told you last week, we found them, we put them in the bag that says camera batteries.
Oh, I wondered what could possibly be in there, but I'll give it a look.
Oh, dear, quite a wonderful idea.
So why are you taking all of these photographs?
Well, dear, my portrait is going to be painted for the Busheltown Hall of Fame.
Oh!
And, you know, I, of course, dear, thought I need a perfect picture to give them so that they don't paint anything wrong. I wouldn't want to put a wrong line somewhere.
Oh,
we're
going
to make sure of that, dear.
Oh, yes.
But we're taking my photo here in the snow. It's right here on Mount Everest, dear. It's a wonderful place for a photo.
Oh, it's going to be a breathtaking portrait.
That sounds wonderful to me.
Sounds good.
Maybe we should take a photo in the snow so we can have our portrait painted.
I don't know. If maybe we could just like build a big igloo and then just our head poking out or something.
Like Bob Ross painted.
Bob Ross,
that's
I would
more
love
like
it.
A dear.
What are you talking about, Buzz? Well, come along, dear. Let's get those camera batteries. What bag did you say they were in again?
It's the one that's called Camera Batteries. It's embroidered right on the front.
Batteries.
Dear, I'll help you find it. Come along.
Okay, well, that sounds exciting.
They let out the cold air, and it's starting to snow out there. Oh, but what I was going to say about the movie, Everest, with Jake Gyllenhaal, which is one of the reasons I was so excited to come here and feel like I'm reenacting one of his movies. But, you know, spoiler alert, in that movie, it's about a terribly ill-fated trip to Everest, okay?
what trip to Mount Everest is not an ill-fated trip?
Ours is not. Ours Hopefully. Is going to be pleasant and uneventful.
But
unless somebody belches too loud and there's an avalanche.
Unless Charles gets too close to the edge.
Unless he get, you know.
He's close over there while he's pissing off the side.
Oh my God, do you see what's happened? It's frozen onto the wiener. now it's like he's got a long yellow lightsaber.
And now he's pretending like he has a long yellow lightsaber. That's great. Okay.
Oh, it cracked off when he hit it against Crockpot's shoulder. Well, it's the end of that.
Sorry, I got you off course. That was disgusting.
Everest with Jake Gyllenhaal. Look it up, everybody. But anyway, spoiler alert, most of the people die. And he is one of the people that passes away into heaven in one of the saddest moments in film history, of course.
Oh, no.
But anyway, I wish we still were in the course of film history and I would take that in and show that clip to people. Remember when we took film history 1 and 2?
Barely.
It's a long time ago.
I remember it had something to do with film and something about history.
It was in the early 2000s. I was rocking out to NSYNC Celebrity on the way to school. But anyway, Jake Gyllenhaal's character froze to death on Everest, and I don't know that the real person's body is still not out there. So I'd like to see if we could find a map, and then we could go look and see how close the corpse looks to Jake.
You want to go search for the corpse?
Of the character to see if this guy really deserved having Jake Gyllenhaal play him in a movie.
I'm sure he did. Can't we just stay warm?
Come on, let's go look for a frozen corpse.
Okay, we'll go look for the corpse later.
All right, well, Kendall, the show is half over, but I'd love to get to some money-saving tips.
I would too. I tried 14 minutes ago to tell you.
I'm going to back off.
Back it up, Cliff. Back it up.
I'm going to back that thing up.
We're talking about saving some money.
Beep, beep.
Now,
beep,
here's something.
Beep. That's me backing it up.
All right, keep it backed up. Here's something a lot of people talk about as a good way to save money. Have you ever heard of the envelope system?
Put it in an envelope and bury it in the yard.
No, not that one. You put it in multiple envelopes.
That way it's hard, too confusing to get out.
It doesn't have anything to do with burying it in the backyard. You put them in envelopes and you label them as different things: entertainment, food, rent. And you split up your tiny little slivers of beans and you put them in your different envelopes and you can see how much money you're spending in it, and it helps to push you back on track.
I think that was a money-saving tip brought to you by the envelope industry.
Maybe.
That was by Big Manila.
Sorry, they are lobbyists for the show here.
Hey, Kendall, I want you to make homemade bread. Whenever you can.
Homemade bread.
Oh, Kendall, it's so much easier and cheaper and healthier and tastier than buying a loaf from the store.
A loaf.
It's true. And, you know, if you make your own homemade bread, it's just so easy to just take out that gluten yourself.
Well, Cliff, I would do that unless you know somebody like Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn who will bake you all the bread, rye bread you want.
Yeah.
Whenever you want it.
Well, she will because, you know, so much, she has one of those rye catchers on her house because so much just comes through floating in the breeze in Busheltown.
She has to make it like 2 or 3 times a day.
she's always like, I could make another loaf.
Must be piling up back in Busheltown.
Yep.
Cliff, aim for short-term goals for savings.
Oh.
Isn't that a good thing to do? Short-term goals.
Short-term. How short? Like I'm gonna not spend, I'm gonna save up for this afternoon.
Like I'm not gonna order pizza today.
All right, I could do that.
That's a health saving tip as well.
That is a health saving tip.
I need to listen to it.
Kendall, when you are all out of money, here's what I want you to do with your friends. Call your friends and family over.
Call your friends. Belch in their face.
And instead of...
Is that why you called me so much, and belch in my face?
No, that was unrelated. You know, you just call the friends and family over. You say, hey, I can't give you anything. I can't even afford to bake my own rye bread. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to share with you my dreams. And you really have a deep conversation about what it means to be alive in the moment.
And then you belch in their face.
Well, if you're feeling comfortable enough, as we are with the listeners.
Well, Cliff, you could do that. That's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea.
I do. I think it's a great idea. You could also, you know, like take advantage. Well, and speaking of going over to your friends, take advantage of your library that you have at home instead of going to see movies and things.
Yeah.
Call up your friends, get together, watch your different movies. See? Then you're sharing time and money. Money. Money.
Kendall, keep your hands clean.
Oh, now this one I can stand by.
That's a simple way to never need costly health care. Keep them clean.
I applaud that one.
Your applause is welcome.
But is it time to talk about what's going on in Busheltown?
I think that it is.
I think we've arrived at the time for some Busheltown community calendar.
This is the time.
This is the place.
Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody, oh, what's going down in Busheltown?
I'll tell you one thing that's going down, Cliff.
Yeah.
Busheltown, we're having a full moon picking party.
Ooh.
During the full moon this month, you can go down to the Busheltown Fairgrounds to watch that big, beautiful full moon and bring your own guitar. If you have your guitar, they will let you in for free, and they wanted me to remind Charles, well, he's not even in town.
No.
So it doesn't matter, but they wanted me to remind him not to pick his nose, because that does not get you in free, like last year.
Oh, because you got to pick a guitar.
You got to pick a guitar. Oh, picking party.
A picking party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Under the full moon.
How nice. You can sing all those songs about moons.
Exactly.
Moon, June, you know that one, everybody?
Moon over Miami.
Sure. Kendall, everybody knows, or not everybody knows, sorry. Everybody loves a rap party, right? Of course they do.
Yeah.
So why don't you go to the faucet rap party at the Busheltown Outdoor Water Spout Showcase this Saturday? Because there's a hard freeze expected, everybody. So bring some of your old socks or whatever and help the Water Spout Showcase prepare for this expected cold snap. Because you got to wrap all the spouts. So they don't freeze, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's you're getting it now.
Now I'm getting. Now I'm catching on.
Here we go. And you know, for everybody out there, they got free ice water for all rap party participants. So faucet rap party, everybody. Saturday.
That's fun. Sorry, we can't be there.
So I wish we could.
But we're on top of mountain. We're on top of old Everest. All covered with cheese.
Oh, that's
we've been eating pizza.
We've been eating cheese.
Cliff, Busheltown Founders Dinner is next week. Mm. Did you know that?
No.
All are invited to celebrate the founding of Busheltown. The dinner is much too expensive to cater, so they're just asking everybody to bring a rye pot luck dish.
Okay.
And they were going to call it a rot luck dish, but that didn't sound too appetizing.
No.
So make something, get down there to the Potter Butter Center for the Arts and celebrate. And Cliff and I will come and do taste testing if we were there.
Kendall. And listeners, particularly those in Busheltown, Monday, when the temperatures are going to be back in the 70s, why don't you go on to the East Busheltown Pet Cemetery? It's time to clear off the pet graves.
Uh-oh.
Some of the grieving cats and dog relatives that have come to visit have, you know, left more than wreaths and flowers, if you know what I'm saying. So come on and bring some scoopers and sifters and clean up the friendly rest in place of our beloved pets who live in heaven now.
Oh.
So, East Busheltown Pet Cemetery, it's a cleanup day.
Bring a shovel.
Shovel it.
Cliff, the Toolbox Derby is this weekend.
Take this poop and shovel it.
I will.
Jukebox Derby?
We should get Charles one of those shovels so he can learn to shovel it. The Toolbox Derby is this weekend. And the people of Busheltown, you know, they get bored this time of year. And a long time ago, somebody had the idea to get in a toolbox and roll it down the hill. And every year since, we have this race. You have to build your own toolbox with wheels on it. You get locked in it, and your teammate will roll you down the hill. Winners receive a lifetime supply of rye-scented hand sanitizer. Sounds lovely.
I think it sounds great. You got to see if they're live streaming that. I'll see. Kendall, the annual Guns for Beans event is coming up. And what you do, you turn in guns, you know, any registered, non-registered, handgun, rifle, AK-47, whatever. And you take it, you turn it in, and you receive a free can of beans in return.
Oh,
and
so that's a good swap.
Yeah, it's just an incentive, and it's your choice of pinto, lima, or chili bean. And, you know, it's up to us to help and get all these unnecessary guns off of our Busheltown streets and to get some healthy beans in the process. Oh, and sorry, that is at the Busheltown Community Center.
That sounds like a good thing to
guns do. Guns for beans.
We might have a methane increase around here.
Don't light any matches.
All right, Cliff, that's all the things that I got for you. Oh, anything else?
One last urgent community calendar bulletin. Kendall, it's Whack-A-Bowl for Lyme disease over at the Busheltown Bowl Works, the ceramic bowl factory. You can buy a ticket and they will let you smash all the irregular, lumpy, not sellable bowls that you want, and the money that you pay for your ticket goes to help those afflicted by sickness caused by diseased limes. And so I think what a lot of fun things in Busheltown, even though the temps are dipping.
Well, that's when you got to do things, Cliff, when the temps are dipping, because there's nothing else to do.
You got
to
get the home fires burning.
Everything freezes.
It all freezes.
And speaking of freezing, I'm frozen. And I'm going to go over there and get in that little hut and get a cup of coffee there for a second, take a break.
All right.
Try to warm up.
Terrible news. The coffee hut is just closed.
Mine's terrible, dear. What?
I was just going to order it on a latte.
That's horrible.
All right, let's go see if there's maybe a Pizza Hut open.
Ooh.
All right, we'll be right back.
I believe in miracles, and I believe Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
Crack is maybe the most dangerous thing you can do to your heart. When you do crack, what happens is these toxic chemicals rush through your lungs and then right into your bloodstream. The reaction is like so violent, your heart just might not be able to take it.
They're large, in charge, and in they're about to barge. Here are Cliff and Kendall.
Is that where we are? How may remarkable.
Oh. Dear, I think the altitude is getting to Mr. Snodbottom, dear.
Oh, I haven't had a bowel attack yet on Everest. It was a personal goal of mine for this year.
That's a good goal. I hope we stick to it. Well, we're so excited that you're both in here because we're going to do some hot subjects.
And we're very excited.
I know that you love them.
Oh, yes. I cannot wait.
Not this close to Jesus, dear. We're going to keep them all very calm.
No, wrong, Kendall. These subjects are so hot, they're going to melt the snow and ice.
I know, but I'm trying to keep it going. All right, here we go, Cliff. Go ahead and hit us with a hot subject.
All right, here's my best shot.
Hit me with your best.
All right, that's what I was about to do.
I know.
It's all right. All right, everybody, listen to how hot this is. I can't believe I'm even about to say this on the air.
Oh, my heavens, dear. All right.
I'm cold.
There was a man that injured himself while removing his cousin's dead body from a coffin so he could see in the new year with him.
Oh, no, why would you do something so blasphemous, dear?
It was a young man named Kevin, and he told horrified relatives that he missed a New Year's Eve family get-together because he had exhumed his cousin at a local graveyard. The family initially thought it was a lie, but later discovered that the gentleman had cut himself while removing the body from its hole at the cemetery near Santa Marta, Colombia, everybody. No. Now, the officials, cemetery officials, said that the body had been removed, and
it was gone.
They confirmed it was gone.
Yeah.
Cemetery officials confirmed the body was gone when they got there that day. And yes, anyway, the family, of course, is mad at the cemetery. They say, where was the night watchman, the grave digger, or the other people who worked there? There should have been some friendly grave digger to stop him. And so,
friendly grave digger.
The deceased cousin had been dead for 2 years.
For 2 years.
2 years, baby. The body was two years.
He dug him up. He was 2 years dead.
Sounds like some sort of nightmare, boys.
Oh, the smell.
I think after that point, you wouldn't smell anymore, don't you think?
I don't know. Is it just bones then?
Just them bones, dry bones.
Cliff, when I die, I want you to dig me up on every year anniversary so we can do a podcast with me just dead sitting in the chair.
Kendall.
No, don't do that. Dude, that's horrible.
Talk about exhuming bodies.
Okay.
Disgusting. Very inappropriate.
Oh, dear.
Kendall, you know, if I dug you up, let's say I dug you up that first year, that I'm so procrastinating, your dead body would just be sitting there. Like 2 months later, I'd be like, well, I keep needing to rebury him so I can dig him back up. And eventually, you would just be a permanent fixture, your rotting corpse. Because you know how I like to let food just rot outside?
I mean, just put me next to you at the skeleton you have at your house, yeah. And I'll just prop me up beside the jukebox.
When I die, prop me up beside the podcast. Now, I know that was hot, right? Now, what do you think about that? Should we do this?
Yes, no, absolutely, we shouldn't do that. They should be resting in peace, dear, with Jesus and all the wonderful things of heaven, dear.
Oh, sugar lump, how vile.
Well, I think it's fine. We're not going to bother. We're not here to judge either way.
Thank you. I think Kendall must have taken a vow, a New Year's resolution, to be less of a Judge Judy.
Now, on the other hand, it is very dangerous, teeming with disease, possibly, but we won't go to that. The health department.
Wrap it up. Got a lot more hot stuff.
You asked. You said, what do you think about it?
That was a long time ago.
A Navy crew that made giant sky drawings of penises while flying over a Canoga County, Washington, will be held accountable for their obscene actions, Navy officials said.
Oh, no.
Not about this here.
I hope no children were looking up at the sky.
Oh, I know. It's terrible. And the drawings appeared Thursday, quickly attracting attention from locals. Isn't that awful?
Now, why did they do it? Just to be rude, crude dudes. Probably some shock jock.
You know it was. You know it was. Some penis party going on.
Please stop saying the P word, boy.
Dear, we shouldn't be talking about that in the air at all. I don't like the idea, and I don't think they should have done it, and they should be court-martialed immediately.
Oh, that's something better meant for an anatomy class.
Well, there you go.
All right, well, I've got another hot subject. All right. One more for you. Doctors who thought a woman was suffering from herpes have found that her symptoms were actually a result of glitter from a Christmas card getting in her eye. The woman was nearly blinded after complaining of a painful reddened eye, loss of vision, and a swollen eyelid when she attended the ophthalmology department at this hospital. And according to a study that was done on her, it was at first thought to be a lesion discovered on the patient's cornea. they thought it was herpes on eye herpes. However, under closer inspection, using a powerful microscope, doctors found a shiny surface inside the lesion. They found the lesion was far more festive than they had first thought.
Some glitter fixed everything.
It was then that the woman remembered getting glitter in her eye after it rubbed off of a Christmas card. And so anyway, I thought that, you know, I think that's pretty good. Next time anybody says, "What is that on you?" I'm like, "Oh, I got glitter on it."
Oh, the poor dude didn't think to mention that she had glitter in her eye earlier.
Oh, maybe she forgot. I would have probably forgotten.
I recall once I got glitter in my eye outside of a ticker tape parade.
That's terrible.
In Bristol Town, it was 1981.
Well, I would love to hear more about that parade, but I just don't think we have time right now.
We don't have time for that. But you know, Cliff, what they always say about glitter anyway.
It's the more glitter, the more glamour.
No, you never heard the glitter is the herpes of the craft world?
No.
Because it just sticks everywhere and never goes away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how terrible.
Oh, sorry, I brought it up. All right, I got one more for you.
All right.
You know, there's a new law in Busheltown. It's taking effect this week. You know how you go to the gas station, it's always been full service everywhere, and they won't let you get out of your car.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible.
They're changing it. It's like Wally's. They're changing it. Like Uber coming up. What?
They're changing it. You have to pump your own gas from now on. No longer will they pump your gas at Busheltown.
Yeah, I remember going to the gas station for years in Busheltown and being able to not have to get out of the car, especially for an elderly woman, dear. It's very nice to have them do it for you.
Oh, yes. Why, some of my favorite leisure moments are sitting there while the tank is filled by a young pump boy.
Well, I'm lazy enough. I just love it.
I like it. I guess I read a book. I get there's so little time to read.
If everybody loves the full service, why are they changing it?
You know, corporate fat cats.
Corporate fat cats.
Of course it is.
Trying to save a dime.
Of course it is.
Oh, well, dear, I think we should go and get some photographs of you in front of this gently falling snow.
Well, we should at least do some test photographs over there, dear, and make sure the lighting is right.
Oh, yes. You're going to look beautiful. Oh, my.
Thank you, Daffodil. All right, come along. Let's go, dear. We'll see you later, boys.
All right.
Okie dokie.
Well, we survived another hot subject.
I know. All at the top of the world.
We're at the top of the world.
I know. I did it again.
Talking about hot subjects and whatever they were all about.
Whatever they were all about.
I've forgotten already, but I trust that the listeners are still brewing over them.
Oh, they're brewing because, Cliff, they were so hot.
So hot. They melted so much of the snow.
Now, Cliff, I got a couple more quick little tips for you here.
Okay.
Before we go into the next segment. You can cut... Now, I know we already do this already anyway.
I do it already.
Cut your dryer sheets in half. Mm. Use half the laundry detergent that it calls for. You'll save so much money that way.
I do. And I don't care that you can still sort of see the stains. So what?
Yeah, who cares?
Who am I? I do not have a social contract to please you by looking at me. There's
exactly.
Nothing that says you have to look great for everybody else. Nobody
exactly.
said that.
Just cut it in half.
Who gives a shit?
Cut that laundry detergent in half. And then one other one that I can't really attain to us is double the recipe. So
no.
You can save money that way, but we will eat both of the recipes, so we're fine.
Yeah, I would. Well, you know, we couldn't stop.
We can't stop. And now it's time for some things you should know.
Right. Down the street.
My teeth are chattering.
Kendall, I know that they are, and I'm about to kick open this little loose pane back here. I'm getting kind of hot. But anyway, you give me something that you think I should know.
All right.
But what substance must be mixed with food to give it its taste?
Plastic.
No, that's the modern day equivalent.
Oh.
No, saliva.
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 Right, food has no taste unless it's mixed with your saliva.
No, that's when you get the taste.
Right, from the saliva.
Right.
You can't taste it if you got no saliva.
Exactly.
Do you understand what we're saying, listeners? If there is an epidemic of saliva shortage, we're Kendall, which of his body parts does amorous Dennis Rodman call Monique and Judy?
That is testicles.
No, filthy. Those are his hands.
His hands.
His hands.
That was a very leading question.
His hands are big, I know, but they're not yours. They are his own.
But what does FM on your radio stand for? No, it does not stand for that.
No?
It stands for frequency modulation.
What's the frequency, Kendall?
Really?
Kendall, have you... What have horses entered in a man... Kendall, what have horses entered in a maiden race not yet done?
Right?
No!
Had sex.
No!
I don't know.
One.
Oh, okay. Okay, well now I've learned something new.
Yeah, that's what this whole show is about, learning exactly. Something new.
I should have known that, though.
Yeah. Oh, Bella, something terrible just happened. Oh, a winter snow fox has run away with my bowel medication.
It's going to be terrible,
no.
If we can't get that medication.
Oh, no, I'm already beginning to have a attack.
Oh, my God, what should we do? Who should we get to go after it?
I don't know. The Sherpas are already at the tippy-tippy top with the kids. Where Charles's urine is frozen to his wiener.
He can't move.
We'll have to get Crockpot.
She's on it. Look, she's already running away that way.
Yeah, get the medication. Find the fox, get the medication.
Look, she's on top of it. She's going to get the fox's medication, I assure you.
Oh, no.
It's going to be awful without a deer.
Oh, no. I'm going to have a bowel attack all down the side of the mountain.
Take a breath, dear. Your bowels are going to get all out of control, dear. Just sit down here.
Why don't you sit down outside?
Yes, somewhere away. Don't mess up this one. We can't sit outside.
On that snow-covered tuffet.
Yes, come over here, dear. Sit down in the snow, dear. Very gently, dear. Don't worry.
Oh my God. Did not see that coming.
No, I did not either. I don't even know what we're doing.
What are we doing?
Cliff, what mountains separate Europe from Asia?
Mount Everest.
No. The Urals.
The Urologists?
The Urals.
Oh, the Urals.
The U-Hauls.
U-Hauls. The U-Haul. All right. Whatever. Kendall, what entertainer ate a dozen honey-glazed donuts on the way to his historic 1970 meeting with Richard Nixon?
Well, since I didn't have an interview with Richard Nixon in 1970, it must have been Elvis.
Oh, you got it. You were always on my mind.
Thank you very much.
Donuts are always on my mind.
They're always on mine, Cliff.
Tell me. Why don't you sign us out of this segment? Did you do
I was going to say, that's all the time we have for things you should know, Cliff. But I didn't want to mess up your perfect pitch. You were on such a singing streak there.
I know. You just, yeah.
You want to stop it?
So... Any last money-saving tips?
No, Cliff, I've hit you with so many money-saving tips.
We've shared so many. We've saved many dollars.
Crockpot is wrestling that bowel medication right out of that animal's mouth. She knows what she's doing when she's wrestling an animal.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Mr. Stumbrum is having a bowel attack in happiness.
Too late.
And he got the medicine. But it'll stop any further ones, maybe.
Well, I guess he's ruined his goal of not having a bowel attack at 29,000 feet.
We all have to give up our New Year's resolutions eventually.
We already have.
I didn't even make any.
I know, exactly.
So, this has been a show about money saving tips on Mount Everest. Mm-hmm. I've been Cliff.
And I've been Kendall.
And you have anything else to say for yourself?
I got a quote.
All right, hit us with it.
Do not save what is left after spending. Spend what is left after saving.
Oh, shit.
And that was Warren Buffett. Really deep, Warren Buffett. And
I got gray on that.
Yeah, we'll see you here next week.
We're going to see you. All right, Kendall, button up because we're about to go out in this cold.
Oh, God. Let me tie my jacket up.
Now, where are the Sherpas that are going to carry the booth up?
Here, watch out for that step there. Don't step on those bowels.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Oh, The altitude.
Oh,
you got altitude sickness.
Is that what's happening?
You got something.